Wrapping up stories from my trip to Africa over summer vacation, talking about our final stop, which was back in South Africa at a game reserve bordering Kruger National Park. Huge area of land, the size of Maryland, with all these wild animals running free. And we would go out morning and evening on these game drives. This is a non-hunting ecotourism place, so you're out there just to observe the animals in their natural habitat, get pictures, things like that. There was hunting involved, though, because our ranger, we had the same ranger every day, her name was Robin, and that's how all these rangers operate. They are your driver, they are also your tracker, your spotter, your guide, they do everything. And so
they're basically like your PH, like your professional hunter. That's
exactly
the role that they would play if you were hunting.
And it was great to watch her track. Like one day we said, we want to see a rhino. So she said, well, we've heard that they're in this area. So she would drive, she'd stop, look at the tracks, look at broken limbs.
Evaluate scat.
Yes, look at the scat. That was huge. If there's fresh scat, you know you're close. And it was great. And the hunt was maybe an hour 15 minutes. But she led us to rhino. Those are magnificent animals, by the way, and incredibly endangered. And this really got me behind the Save the Rhino cause, to see these rhinos in person and then know that these poachers are coming into these areas, killing the rhino, cutting off their horn, because in Asia, the rhino horn is seen as this magic medicinal potion. And so people are paying tons of money.
At least it's just medicinal. The worst is when they think that it's an aphrodisiac.
Yes.
And they cut off, kill an animal, cut off something because they think it makes their junk stand attention better.
Right.
Because we won't.
And we need that.
Yeah.
So
we want to have organism.
People in Asia are paying locals in South Africa who live in poverty $3,000 to go poach a rhino's horn. Well, if they grab a job somewhere in South Africa, they're going to make $500, $1,000, maybe $1,500 a year. So in one hunt, they can make $3,000. So there are a lot of people willing to put their freedom on the line. If they're caught, they get thrown in jail sometimes to go kill these rhinos. It's just horrible to imagine this happening in such large numbers. Well, this lodge in particular, and I think all of them have this, they had an anti-poaching team.
Okay.
And every time we'd see one of those, it was really intimidating. They were in a fast Jeep. They were dressed in military camo. They had rifles. They had a Belgian Malinois with them, that hunting dog or army dog. They were really intimidating, and they were former military. But the problem is, the people who want to poach these rhinos, the poachers, they'll pay off the anti-poachers.
Right,
man.
They'll say, we know you're making such and such from this lodge. We'll give you half of the $3,000. And so they'll turn the other way and let them poach the rhino. It's a terrible problem.
Awful.
So anyway, we saw rhino. We saw Cape buffalo. We saw all of these great animals, the big five. We got really close to.
Yeah, you did see the big five, didn't you?
We saw the big five in the first day and a half. Cape buffalo, elephant, leopard, lion, and rhino. That's the big five. The most scared I've ever been in my life is when we came in close quarters with the lion. And we saw the lion on three or four different occasions. One time, we heard there was a lion sighting, so we drove, this is in the afternoon, we drove to the edge of this cliff, and we could see down the bottom of the cliff, maybe a 15-foot drop. There were two other Jeeps looking at this pride of lions, and there were 10 cubs and two females down there by the river with these cubs, but up on the cliff with us, and we were the only Jeep on top, were four female lions. And I posted a few pictures of these exact lions. So the four lions are up there. Well, here's what they tell you when you check into this lodge. You're safe as long as you're in the Jeep. And as long as you don't make any sudden movements or stand up. Do not stand up. Do not make any crazy sudden movements when we're real close to a lion. And whatever you do, don't get out of the Jeep. Because the second you're out of the Jeep, they don't see you as part of that Jeep that's non-threatening. They
now
see you
as an animal that's on its own.
They see you as prey. So we pull up to this cliff.
Every night.
And we're looking over the pride of lions down below. And the four female lions up next to us are probably, I'm going to say, 15 feet away.
Dang.
Maybe 20 feet away.
Whoa.
That's insane.
That's what I thought.
Yes.
But our ranger is totally not fazed by this. And I'm thinking, aren't we too... I said to her many times, aren't we too close? Well, we're sitting here observing and taking pictures. And at one point, I take my camera strap and I pull it off around my head, like to take it off from around my neck. And one of the female lions stands up and is staring right at me.
Because this motion above your head has made it look kind of like you're standing up. You know, you've called attention to yourself.
That's exactly what I thought. And I said... And the lion stood up, and she looked at me and took one step toward me.
Dang.
And she's looking right at me. And so I say to our ranger, Robin, I said, Robin, I think I made a weird move, and I think that lion looks at me as food. And she said, no, you're fine. And okay. I said, no, I think I disturbed the lion. And the lion starts taking very slow steps, coming towards the Jeep, looking right at me. And I
maybe
said,
she recognized you from the old Ranger broadcast?
Maybe. And so I said to Robin again, she's coming towards us. And later that night at the lodge, Robin would tell me that when she turned around, she saw a look of fear in my eyes.
See, the lion saw that too.
And she said, at that point, I decided we needed to move away because I could tell you were really worried about this. And so the whole time, I've been snapping pictures of the lions. You know, every wildlife, no animal bothered me. But in this moment, I completely froze. I stopped taking pictures, even though I was giving up some great shots of a lion walking right toward me with a mean look on its face. I just froze. And so Robin put the Jeep in reverse. Lion is walking straight toward the Jeep still. Very slowly, one after the other, one after the other.
Hey, Robin, will you hand me the gun? If you're not going to use it, can I have the gun?
And Robin, all she does is eventually back up and then pull out of the road a little bit. And the lion walks towards us, and then right in front of our hood and stops. But she's now looking down the riverbed at an impala.
She was looking past you.
And that's what Robin told me later. She said the whole time she wasn't looking at you. You never startled her.
Mm-hmm.
You thought you did. You never startled her, but she was always looking at this impala. And I posted a picture on Instagram of the three lions. Two other female lions joined her. And so all three were looking down the riverbed at this impala. Mm-hmm. They were looking at food. She said they never even noticed you. They never even noticed us. But I'm telling you, it's the most scared I've ever been in my life.
Yes, you have no protection.
No protection. And we got really close to cheetah, lions, tigers, or not tigers, but leopards, elephants, Cape buffalo, all these dangerous animals. None of that scared me other than the lion.
Right.
The lion is the one animal that I've always feared because they're so big and mean and athletic.
They move so fast.
They can move so fast. And just tear you to shreds. And this is how weird my mind is. I was playing games with myself. Like when we were watching this lion pride, there was another case where we were down real close to, I'm going to say we were almost surrounded by 12 different lions and cubs. And I kept saying to myself, if you just jumped out of this Jeep and took 5 steps towards these cubs, your life would be over.
Mm-hmm.
And there was something thrilling.
Very tempting about that.
Something thrilling about knowing you could end your life in the worst way possible that quickly.
So turned on.
Turned on?
It's just so alive.
So as we were driving away from that Pride of Lions, eventually after that moment, I kept saying that was the most exhilarating experience of my life.
Yeah.
Thinking a lion was about to kill me was...
Now, you're going to become an adrenaline junkie. Now.
Yes.
You'll be threatening all kinds of animals.
Mm-hmm. So that was incredible. On another day, in an evening, some lions were spotted, so we drove to their pride right as the sun was going down, and there was a male lion there, and I got a couple pics of the male lion, which is just a magnificently beautiful creature to be that close to.
They don't hang with prides as much,
no.
The male lions. They're always kind of off by themselves. The female lions do most of the work.
Yes.
In keeping the whole thing together.
This male was with this pride because he was wanting to have sex with one of the female lions. And they had it right in front of us.
No.
Uh-oh.
And they had it multiple times in a very short period of time right in front of us. And I looked at the Jeep next to us, and there were some kids in the Jeep, so they were getting a lesson in recreation.
And was it Me Too, or did it seem pretty non-Me Too?
Gordon, it's the most Me Too thing I've ever seen in my life.
No.
And you've seen
a lot of Norm stuff up here.
She didn't want any part of this, because... as our ranger pointed out, if you look through your binoculars, you could see bite marks, bleeding bite marks on the back of the female's neck. The male would mount her and would do this machine gun thrusting of his pelvis. And the whole act took 5 seconds. There was no love involved. It could not be called lovemaking.
Really?
I don't know. I saw The Lion King, and they seemed to be in love on that that documentary.
So it didn't seem like a long-term commitment thing to you?
No, it didn't seem like a long-term commitment thing at all. Getting that close to lions, highlight of the trip. The next day, God, I've got so many more stories to tell. The next day, we saw a hyena den. I got real close-up pictures of little cub hyenas.
They seem sorry.
Did you see the alpha female? You know, hyenas are matriarchies.
Yes.
So they're run by the alpha female.
We saw
They have a weird anatomical thing on their bodies. Have you seen that?
What is that?
It starts
female?
It's the female CL word.
You mean it's like...
female anatomy? It's
on their back?
Literal area down there that...
It's on their back?
No.
Why did you say it's on their back?
Because you said on top of them.
What?
I thought that's what you said. On top of the...
No.
Oh.
Their gritteris is... like a foot long, and it looks like a male thing. It's very strange. Go watch some footage online. You'll see it.
Okay, since we're way late.
Type in that second word.
Since we're way late, and I haven't even gotten to the second biggest thrill of the trip. Can we do one more segment on this?
Sure. Yeah, sure. I love going. Africa stories.
The second biggest thrill of the trip coming up next.